must know something about what blood is or body temperature, or if they play a captain on a ship, they must know something about communication with in other languages. They must know something about maps and reading maps. They must know how an engine works. And they must, if they are gold diggers, they must know what gold is and how you would get it out of the mountain. If they are, as we had in last week, if they are this research team of the atomic bomb in Nevada's desert, they must know what an atomic bomb is. They must know something about uranium and plutonium. And they must know if they are in a war, like the Second World War, they must know something about propaganda. They must know something about other languages. If they spy on the Germans, it's not a good idea not to read German. So all this will be relevant if they play the role. So this is a role-playing school where we ask the students to play roles, different kinds of roles. And we do it all year. Every week there's a new theme that we build around them that they play into. And the playing could be to go into the curriculum and find things we go in with the teachers, with the smart ones, and say, well, this you will have to know if you're a research developer on the atomic bomb. So the trick is to, inside this frame that we built, we can present them with the relevant curriculum. So we have a very creative teacher staff. They think, what could this theme cover in the curriculum? So these are the three different angles on our work, that we would like to have them forget that this is a school. We would like to have them play, pretend. How do you say we now pretend to be? And they, as kids, often has a very positive angle on playing. So we say, yes, okay, let's play that. So we start building the frame. They perhaps put on something. If they're a research team, they will find something to wear. If they're the military guarding the facility, they will find something else to wear. If they're the press department making propaganda for the American forces, they will wear something else. And then they will act out their role, but have different tasks to do. The propaganda department, they will of course make propaganda. They will make pamphlets. They will use their English to write English propaganda. They will set up these and try to make it comply with the time of the Second World War. If they're on board a luxury liner, they might have a task that German tourists are coming aboard. I'm always mentioning German because in Denmark, students really hate learning German. So we have to motivate them extra and put them into learning German. If they are British commando soldiers trying to sneak in behind the front and get stopped by German troops, they will have to speak very good German or they will be killed. So of course it's a game, it's a role-playing game-based system where you can put in, if you have, an exam would be working with mathematics, which is not always as funny as you would think, just making all the calculations. Then you could set up a system where you find out the Civil War in America, and one part is the Southern Front and Southern States, and the other is the Northern States, and they meet at a big battle. And if the one front is better at doing their math than the other front, their forces will move forward and perhaps win the situation. So you just make it game-based, simulating something which actually is just working with school subjects, but they want to win or they want to do better than the other. I have never heard students before hush on other students, because now the different math subjects were on the board. I never tried that before. They said, shh, now, well, we have to be quiet. We have to calculate this. And then they went on calculating because it was on time. And if they didn't get them right, they might lose this part of Stalingrad battle or something else. Little Big Horn, you know that battle? General Custer, he rode into a lot of Indians. And that was also made like this. And they were fighting against the Indians. And of course they lost. They had to lose. Okay.
I know you are not deal about biodiversity, but do you recycle your topics or do you invent?
They evolve.
You have to be very creative each week.
What we found out was that the basic themes, they are recycled, but what they put into them, they use their creativity. We had the luxury liner. The first year was very scientific. It was about waves and Archimedes' law and fire on board and calculation on currency. And there was a where you play games. It was a casino on board. So it very based on math and science. The next year, they used different kinds of literature to set up a role-playing game on board it. The passengers played a doctor novel where doctor something gets the nurse and it's all, oh, I thought it was. And they were presented by this kind of literature as a normal class, but they were told that they should make a story up they could role-play. So they had to listen, what is this kind of literature? And what kind of plot could I make? And then they played it out. We have a lot of boys, 80 boys and 10 girls. So some of the boys had to dress up like girls, and they had a lot of fun with that. And playing, oh, I love you, but you are not my husband, and this is my husband, and I am so, oh. And another group, they played out another kind of literature or another subject. One of them was human rights, so they had a standard lesson of human rights, and they had to make a role play where parts of this, the conflicts within human rights, were integrated. So they had their role playing game and the other has the other, and on Tuesday they rotated, so they tried all four angles on this this end role playing game. So the themes are being reused. We have Romans, Second World War, Harry Potter. We start by Harry Potter, and they compete. They're different groups, and they compete to get the best grades. They can cheat. It's okay to cheat. Rules for cheating, and they can put spells on each other to stop them from having good grades. But it's actually it's just lessons. But they get points and new spells to throw on each other if they could do good in class. So like, and then they have their new spells and they use it to disturb the other. So they play, but they are in school when they play. And some of these are very motivated for this, especially the ones that comes from an ordinary school and does not understand why they are there. And of course also the kids that love to play. So in the spare time they play other games, computer games or role-playing games or with small miniatures or card games. So that's why I brought a game. We could do a theme on biodiversity. This is one of them, not directly about biodiversity, but evolving human descent of man. But we could do something. I've all been here, thought out a plan where four trees are battling for sun and water. And I thought making them into an ant colony, that could be interesting. We could work with this. Within this framework, we could do any subject. No problem. We just have to hit the right frame they can accept. And of course, we use something they recognize, either from literature they know about, cyberpunk. You probably don't know that, but they do. It's something about having a plug in your head and you can go into a computer. It's a special kind of literature framework. Japanese cartoons, things like that.
Manga.
Manga, yeah. These kinds of framework, Harry Potter works. So if you have to work with different age groups, you do different frames for them. If it's small kids, they of course don't know about cyberpunk or Harry Potter, but they know something else. Okay, so this is our weird method, and we're allowed to do that for the government, just as long as we reach our goals, and we do that. We take them to normal tests, and they pass normal tests, very good. And they do, I hope, because we only been here for 3 years, they will do well when they get on to other kinds of education. Goal was to prepare them for high school by using math, because it requires a lot of individual work, responsibility for your work, creativity, and the ability to look to take two or more subjects and put them together and find out what's happening. We of course work a lot cross class. We combine things, German and mathematics, or science and English, and because we put it all into a melting pot. We stir it around, present it to the students, and afterwards they have time to reflect and think what really happened, what was the subjects in our school. Perhaps I should, is this easy just to turn on there?
Just put it down.
I'm just looking at your classroom, Richard, is that okay?
Oh, my classroom, don't worry.
So, and then log on. I'd like to show you before I present the game just some of my team. I see my teachers have been writing since I was here last time.
Yes,
so great, Matt is not here, let's do something different. Let's have real lessons.
As we are looking in the web, also need to make costumes and so. Teachers are sewing and because you have a lot of like this, you need a tent, you need ties.
Oh yeah, this what you're looking at is we helped out Danish Television. With one of their projects, and there we help out an amusement park. They have rides and so on, and then we came 100 students, and they played different roles. And that's their pirate ship. So of course they made pirates, but they were goblin pirates, and black elf gunslingers and orcs. And we took the kids into battle every 3 hours. Yeah. And here is part of my stuff. That's difficult to see, but that's me, a Pinkerton detective. I just arrested a corrupt mayor, and I claimed all the land in the city for a railroad company that wanted to build a railroad through the city, but they found out and they killed me. So, too bad, and that's my... I'm often killed. I was one of the elite German soldiers at Normandy Beach the night before the Normandy land setting, and I was killed 8 times that night. fortunately for the landing. This is my one of my German teachers. She was a barmaid. You can see that on her attitude. And this is my janitor. Well, we have a janitor in our games. So, and this is Malik, who built the game we're going to play. And this is an import. That's a German that we import for German lessons. That's part of my stuff. Just to show you how crazy we are. And we have fun.
Yes. Could the students agree to start there again at the end of the week?
Actually, it's not difficult to have students turn on and off from a game. We say, now we start the lessons, we play this game, now we stop the lessons, you can do whatever you want. And they just stop the game. And they know that if we play during school hours, the aim of what we're doing is that they should learn things. So that's our agreement with them. They play, but the aim of the play is to reach some goals in the curriculum. And they can do that. They can break off the game. No problem. And I'll show you the last thing is. Part of my these are some of my students. Or these are actually not part of my students, they are vampires. Once a week they make the school into a place where creatures of the night roam. That's in their spare time, it's not part of the curriculum. So they bite each other. Yeah. I hope this was not too simple. Okay. Any questions before I even make you play a game?
I have some questions. First, did the students have a normal in the first lesson as well?
It's totally mixed. This week we have Second World War, this week we have Cyberpunk, this week we have Tom Shift Augusta. So if they see their biology teacher, there might be a very good chance that she will introduce something about biology in her class. But it's not necessarily. The teachers are responsible for taking them to test, which means that they are ambassadors from their subjects. So the biology teacher will be responsible for in her planning of the week to put in curriculum from the biology, but she might also be the math teacher. So she said, this week we'll do a lot of math, and next week we'll do some biology, because it's better to do biology when we are in Africa, the Out of Africa game. So the teacher is responsible to get the curriculum, but the only time frame for the students are when they are to be in class, not the subject. They have to be in class from this time to this time. But what we've put into it, and what they experience, and what they work with, could be very different from week to week.
And the students, they do themselves a kind of notice.
Yes, they have time to reflect on what the subjects were for today. What subjects were we working with today? They had to reflect on that in their portfolio and their notebooks. So they work with that kind of evaluation system. The portfolio would be that you present what you think you're good at instead of the teacher telling what you're bad at. And the logbook would be to be responsible to think back on what you did and describe it and reflect upon it. How did I learn? Was I good at this? This was a difficult text. How did I work in the group?
And when a teacher create a test, would be with a students show the teacher his his portfolio.
When he gives them marks, they will present it. The test will be based on what kind of subjects they had during the year. The physics teacher, he makes this kind of field work, and he when he takes them to a test at the end of the year, they draw a number, and that might be waves, so I'll do waves for him. He tries to do it as good as they can when he marks them. But if we have two different marks, we have a mark for the test and a mark for the year. What have you done during the year? You don't have that? The Danish system is that you are graded for what you do every day, and then you are graded at a test on the day, what you do that day. Mm-hmm. Two different. They get two kinds of grades. Mm-hmm. The teachers work a bit special. In 1 week they prepare, and in 1 week they teach. And the other group is preparing and they're teaching. So they don't have they don't have every week lessons. They have every second week lessons.
But it's not normally lessons. The teachers are here in the classroom with the students, and they don't stand in front of them.
This could be a team. You're one of the teams at the school. You have 1 week to prepare and 1 week to teach. So you sit down and have common preparation, say, oh, you'll do this, and what is the theme, or we'll have the white-width theme, or we'll go out into space or something. And when they decide on that, say, okay, I have some math, and I have some German, and I have some biology, and how can we do that? And on Wednesday, I think we should have a special meeting or something.
So for one topic, each student has two teachers. Each student has two teachers for one topic, two teachers for mathematics, week one, week two.
Not necessarily, it depends on how big the subject is. Mathematics and Danish are big subjects, so they will have two teachers. But smaller, that will only be every second week they will have subjects in that area. That's no problem, because they will just have more concentrated every second week. And then they present it, four teachers will show up and teach all of those 100 students. They can do it like one big conference and then smaller groups or individual work, or they can put them into four equal groups and teach them. They can do whatever they want. Depends on what kind of setting they are choosing. It's their decision.
And within that, you have funded this school. Can you explain to us, especially to French people, how do you manage to convince your government that you can do that? It is usual.
Actually,
in school.
Pretty popular in the government, because we try out new methods. We try this, and if it works, that would be very good. If it doesn't work, well, it's only a small school. Damage isn't that big. And at the moment, we're succeeding.
You have a friend to.
They have some.
That?
There are some. They have rules on what we teach. Every school should teach the same curriculum. We do that, no problem. And they have something about what way you organize yourself, what buildings you have, and economic things. No problem with that either.
So you work in experimental schools? Yes.
Yeah, I would say that the method is experimental, but the school is normal, because we reach the normal goals, but we're not that normal. It might sound a bit crazy that you can do it like this, but as long as we get the goals done, the government says fine.
Okay. What attitude of the parents to this?
There are two kinds of attitudes.
The typical kind of interaction between students and teachers, and between students.
They know that normally the children that goes there would be very interested in gaming, role playing games, and like playing games, like playing. So they say, okay, well, this is what my child likes, so why not?
The results obtained by your students are compared with the other ones from the, so let's say, let's call them normal.
Yes,
normal,
they are graded.
I wouldn't like to say
they're graded precisely like everyone else, and there are inspectors coming for the exams that sit down with our teachers and they go through the exam and they grade them.
What about the results? Are they comparable? Better?
We are better than the local area we work in, and we match the national, what do you call that, the national level.
I see that we have a lot of boys, only 9 years.
Yes.
It is because God games for boys.
Boys play games.
Games.
Boys play more than girls do, and they play for longer. Mm-hmm. There are some barriers. One of the barriers perhaps is a biological one, where girls become more mature earlier and stop playing, which is a loss because playing is part of learning how these very complex things in our society work. There could also be worried parents, and there is a difference. A mother that didn't get her education might say to her daughter that you have to concentrate on getting a very good education, no fun. Just go along and get a good education, and that's a cultural binding on the girls. They're not allowed as freely as the boys are.
Mm-hmm.
The third is that this area, this role playing area, is invaded by boys first. Boys are very good at jumping into things and taking control. And then the girls comes very slowly into a culture, and then they take over. You can see that in many cultures. A good example is my daughter's, not a kindergarten, but they have a spare time somewhere. They play games. They like to play computer games. The boys always play the computer games, and the girls are standing and looking at what the boys are doing. But if they prohibit the boys from playing the computer games, the girls go frenzy. They play the games. But if you let the boys take control, they'll just, I like this. This is fun. And the girls say, okay, I'll wait. I'll wait till it's my turn. You're perhaps too kind. So it will take some time before the girls get into this kind of culture.
And do my teachers give the students some kind of structure, with we play a role play, you are a scientist and you have the aim to create a new chemical, and at the end of the week you should be know what is the acid.
Yes. You could do that. Yes, exactly like that. So you're a scientist. You're about to discover the nuclear bomb. So I want a briefing at 11 in the briefing room about uranium. So and they scatter all the way, and they find uranium and wheat. And then they come back and say, okay, what do you know about uranium? This is top secret, so don't tell any German spies. So they will go up and tell uranium, blah, 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 and the teacher will actually just do class, but they are scientists conspiring to make an atomic bomb.
But this would be the knowledge the teacher would ask the students at the end of the week. At the end of the week, I would know if the students know something about the acid.
Yes, then he would like, I want the report, some secret report, put in your folder on the server under your name. Then I'll grade it. And Friday they have to give that report or he will come after them, just like teachers would in ordinary school.
And how are your experience prescribed? Because these very free methods, we often see that our students, the bad students, for good students it's very fine. Such a free method where the students have to structure 1 week for themselves. But we see that the bad students are, it's very difficult for them to
yes,
do this.
Yes. Actually, this method is not solely on giving up. Now you have a week. You could structure it like saying, now it's 9, at 11 I want this essay. and I will go around and help you. So you have to do it. I want this. This is propaganda. We have to send it to Europe at 1100. So you will have to be Finnish, and I have, will have a written copy in my hand. So that's a pretty bound work to do. And you can also do it like the battle, where they battle on being quick to do some math, or be quick to translate words in English, or so that's and that's very structured. You sit there on a row, and you get it on the board, and you have 20 seconds. So that's very structured for the pupils that want it very structured. So you could actually design how you get your interaction with the student, on which way you set up your frame and your game-based learning.
Mm-hmm. And your teachers, when a teacher comes new to your school, will he get some kind of teacher training or program about this method?
Oh, well, of course, there will be the introduction would be that when we're looking for teachers, we will describe what we do. So it's if they don't feel comfortable with that way of work, they won't try to get a teacher.
This method very common or usual in Denmark?
This is very unusual.
Unusual.
There are kinds of game-based learning in traditional schools. You also use it primary school, you use game-based learning, or you use storyline perhaps. I don't know if anyone uses storyline, but small storylines, like the one we witnessed today was a small storyline. We have a dodo and we have to build a nest and blah blah. That's a storyline. You have a narrative element in what you are trying to get the students to do. And put in a narrative, you get better results. That's our postulate, that if you get a narrative, you get a frame that has a good story, has a good feel and good narrative feel, you will get a more full education experience, and you will be better at remembering it.
And do you know who develops this method, or are there any studies about it?
This is a bond storyline, but this way, this method is my co-leader in developments.
And do you think about
And we're looking for experts to come look over our shoulder and tell us what we're doing.
Yes.
Because we just have the answers.
Do you think about evaluating it by an external team?
Yes, we have a contact with the university, yes, and teachers' university.
Detective or
We very much like people to come evaluate what we do, but we are so young. This is our third year, so it's very early to draw any conclusions. It's first in this year that we've seen a very clear description of what we are doing. The first 2 years we tried things out, and now we have a very good grip on what we are doing, what kinds of work tools we use, and what they bring.
Now, when your method will be famous, I can say I knew this man.
at the very beginning, what decided you to do that, to create this school?
I like to play. I play games, simulated games, war games, role-playing games, all that through my youth. And Malik and I, we started making educational games, introduced to ordinary school classes, and that worked well, but it was limited to maybe two, three, four lessons if we were lucky. So it was a very narrow prospect of teaching in ordinary school, so we thought if we had to evolve a method, to develop a method, we had to try on a larger scale. And this method, this school type opens up for this. We can hire the teachers we want, we can tell the students what we're doing, and we can make the schedule as we want, just as long as we get them the enough hours of lessons of school. We can do it as we want in the weekends, in the evening. We can do whatever we want, just as long as we are within the limits from the government.
Just to ask, when you develop the role play, is role playing for level or the missing, the different levels? The first level, the second level.
You mean the age group is pretty much the same. They are about 15, 16.
If they're
good learners.
Your teacher planning a role play.
Yes.
Harry Potter. In this role playing, participant, all the pupils, or only the pupil of the first level.
Yes. Do you mix the pupils?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. There are a bit difference in the goals for the ninth graders and the tenth graders. Okay. Not much, but a bit different. So we could do some courses for the ninth graders. They have biology, the tenth graders don't. But we mix them, and then we put them in when the tenth graders is out of the house training to be something else. They have to go about some courses. We concentrate on the ninth graders subjects.
At the same time, all the school role play.
Yes. They could be divided into four groups, or they could divide it into a lot of groups.
Okay. And second, is difficult organize the activities and the time for the activities.
There's a very fixed schedule for when the students are actually in class. So that means they have the. No clock is ringing, but they know that now we have a break, and now we're in class again. So the fixed schedule is when they are in class, but where they are in class are individual briefings. We had a pirate week, and the structure was that the teacher was in a room, and when they came in with their pirate ship, and they were given some assignment. They were landing on some island and there was a problem. It could be a mathematical problem or a language problem or something else. And they solved that problem and they sailed on to the next teacher in the next group. So they worked in small groups and they was between the teachers. Other structures could be that they divide into four groups and they presented this subject and the other presented another. And the next day they rotated them and reduced the subject.
And in Denmark, all teachers has the same subject. The same timetable. Yes.
They have our screen. In ordinary school, they would have. They would have mathematics from 8:30 till 10:15.
For the timetable, it's not really
for the teachers.
For the teachers.
Yeah. All the week long.
No. In this kind of school, it's a boarding school, so we also use them for weekends and we use them for evenings. So that means they teach only 1 week every second week.
Yes, but
an ordinary teacher in day school, they would.
They assess. The ask is when at what time the teacher begin to work and at what time finish the work.
That is actually negotiated. They have a fixed number of hours they work each year, but we can place them as
it's
we
flexible.
That's why we do this. We say that you only work in class every second week. Every other second week you prepare and you can do that whatever you want. You can do it in teams or you can do it individually.
You can do that in Spain? You can do that in Spain?
No. So expensive.
It is
expensive.
Homework.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah? Preparation of all these masks, rolls. No.
I just. Some of the most expensive was I bought 200 hats for 700 euros. That was one of the most expensive things about that. It doesn't really matter if you don't have to have.
To buy what?
Just a hat.
Okay.
Let's put on a hat and then. We were in a military surplus auction and we bought a lot of uniforms. And now they run around in uniforms and hats. And
that's it. Do you think that it's more easy by your school? It's a small school. If you have in your school 1,000 pupils, it's possible? Or it's complicated to organize?
Oh,
only
I could do that.
Organize.
I could do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but the obstacle is that the teachers are not used to doing this.
The teachers
will say, I can't do this, and that will stop the process. That's why we invite the teachers that want to do this. If I became headmaster of an ordinary school with 1,000 pupils, my obstacle would be that I had to tell the teachers that taught in another way for decades that now they should try something new, and they would say, I don't think so.
In general, in education, the problem is the teacher, not the pupils.
The Minister of Education told me that he would like me to try it out, but I said, let me try this first. Let's see what happens. If this works, we might inspire people, we will not dictate them. This method can inspire ordinary school to do something like this if they want to motivate a special group of students, or they want to make something extra for their students. But I think it would be difficult to dictate them to do this. It's all. Also, we don't claim that this works for everybody. Mm-hmm. We claim that this works for somebody. Someone has a profit of this way of teaching. We don't say that anybody has.
Do you choose your staff?
Yes.
It's important?
Yes.
For
and we have many that wants to teach this way.
In Denmark, headmaster choose the staff.
Headmaster and two teachers is in our group of.
Yes. Not the government.
Hmm?
Not the government.
Oh no.
In Spain,
oh, no.
In Spain, the staff decide.
No, the government supports us with paying around 2/3 of our expenses, but they interfere in curriculum and when you have to put in your books for your money. You have to report to the government how you use the money, but. But they do not interfere in how we book our staff. That's nice. Are you bound by that? The government comes and tells you who will work on your school? Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Okay. Me too.
And is it easy for students to change their behavior? Because you have students at the end of their education, school education, and they learned about several years in the common system.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have to change very.
Yes, this is strange for some, and it would be even stranger when they stop using this method and goes into high school. But they have what they have learned are methods of studying. In this system, we teach them how to study. We teach the method of studying and organizing and being in a system where you have a lot of subjects thrown into a pot and you try to find out what's what. And you work in groups and you work individually and you use portfolio and so on. So we teach them to learn. And they can use that anywhere. Perhaps they will be a bit. Not angry, but a bit disappointed when they meet a high school that isn't challenging them. We have had a problem by sending them to lower educational, further education, and they said, this is not challenging, this is not really, this is boring. They had to challenge me more.
I think this is interesting because we saw our students, it was better you change with earlier. The younger children could change easier than the older children. About in the ninth class, sitting all here and wait what the teacher do.
Yes. That's the problem of the system. You teach in a special way and you have to hold on to that unless you start them off on someone else, somewhat. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a problem with the school system, that you keep them in a special pattern, telling them this is school. What you experience is school. If you experience something else, it might not be school, so be skeptical if they try to present it in another way. And that will happen if we come with our methods into an ordinary school and say, you'll try this. I tried it as I worked at an ordinary school, and I said, why not try this? And the student said, yeah, great, we'll work all over the place. And the teacher said, what are they doing? They're not sitting quietly at their chairs. They're just running around. They write. They look on the internet. They do. They talk about strange things. What are they doing? Stop doing that. Sit on your chairs, and I will tell you what you have to know. And they were scared. They were frightened of giving the students control. Giving control.
I always had an idea that boys and girls who play golf are special boys and girls. They are, in my opinion, more intelligent and they are able to adapt to a lot of situations. I worry, but I never see them in the world. It's like more intelligent boys and girls. Living in the ground world, but perfectly able to adapt themselves to every situation. It's a perfection, but I always...
Some parents are scared that this using their fantasy too much will bring them onto something unreal or in another world, but it actually doesn't happen. They are just more capable of changing, of adapting new situations.
Perhaps it's not a system for everybody.
No, it isn't. Mm-hmm. There are pupils that would just say, I can't do this. I don't know. This is weird. I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's no reason to force anyone.
Yes.
I like very much visiting high school.
Come play with us.
Yeah,
then you are from the here in Denmark.
We might put up a course. Okay, thank you. That was nice. Is the time to play? We could start it and then we could stop if you get